93.9 WKYS, commercial free hip hop and R&B. Kells, Urban Informer, looking like a million bucks.
What?
Ms. Shantae Moore just stepped in the studio. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You're looking good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Got the brand new album, More Is More.
Yay!
First thing I want to say this, the Jesus song, you sung every word of that.
Thank you very much. I love that song. Thank
we you. Recently seen you on R&B Divas.
LA.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
How was that experience for you?
It was actually good. Mm-hmm. I love the way things turned out. At the end, we all got to tell our stories and encourage other women in the world and really, you know, really share our hearts. That was really most important.
That was probably like my favorite part.
Yeah.
When y'all did the different monologues.
The monologues,
yeah. It was amazing.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel that R&B Divas, did it expose too much of your personal life?
No, actually, I don't think they did. I did tell them I didn't want my children on, and they didn't do that. I think they were very respectful, actually. We were able to have our lives, but we met different places, and we talked about music. That was what really attracted me to the show, is that it was about resurgence of our careers and establishing who we were as artists again in the industry, reaching a new audience. And also, you know, just getting to know us under the surface. I think that was really important.
Yeah, Shantae Moore, the singer.
People didn't know I was greedy or crazy or, you know, just that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you know, a lot of times with reality TV, they say they try to blame all the problems on editing.
Yes, I heard that. No.
Was that the case for you? Because I think you know, Kelly Price bought the Razor, the Tims and everything.
She really did take them out. It was real. I wasn't pretending. And from what I saw on and off screen, that was who she was.
Right.
And it hurts my feelings that it is what it was. But it's for real. It wasn't edited weird. It was. But, you know, we have like 45 minute conversation. Right. You can't put the entire conversation on. But what was displayed really was what happened.
Is there a season two?
There is a season two.
It is. Mm. And you're going back?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
On a reunion, Wendy Williams, first of all, she kind of...
She is good.
Got very messy. It was good, but she got
She went
messy.
Straight to the point. Yeah, but, you know, she had to be a little messy.
Right.
Just because it's Wendy. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I like the way she put each of us on the spot in different ways, but still was very complimentary and supportive, so...
Did your ex-husband blow your phone up afterwards about that?
Actually, we don't talk on the phone.
Okay.
We don't talk at all.
On the reunion, we also saw about the R&B Divas tour.
That's not me.
But no, at first you said you were going to do
it. Well, the reason why I did that, she announced it that day, but I knew we were in conversation. Our management were having conversations with the people, with other people on the tour, which they were trying to inform at that time. And when she made the announcement, I didn't want to go, see, you lying, you know, and start some big thing in the middle of it. I'm like, well, by the time this show airs, we'll know whether or not it's going to happen. So I would imagine that they won't show it if it's not going to happen. That was really my thought. Mm-hmm. Let's keep the peace. No more drama. Right, just stop it.
No more.
And so I just was like, yeah. And then later, no, it wasn't going to happen. There was no contract. There was no money. There was nothing. And so at this point, I think there's 4 dates or something. Mm-hmm. And now there's no dates.
Yeah, I think they canceled altogether.
Well, there you go. But I'll be here in D.C. on the 30th with Dwelle.
I'm hearing.
You know what I'm saying. We're actually going to come, too. Right. We're really going to come.
You're really booked also.
There you go. Look at Jesus. Look at him.
Now, here you're also in town to do a taping with TV One.
Tomorrow, our show is the TV One Christmas special tomorrow. Little Mo will be on there, and I forgot everybody who's going to be on there, but it's more of the girls from the other R&B Divas.
Okay.
And Selena is on our deals. I'm like, yes, her too. we rehearsed today, and then we'll be performing and doing the show live tomorrow.
What are you singing?
I'm singing Jesus, I Want You, and Oh Holy Night.
Nice. You got the range, so I'm sure it's going to be good.
It's going to be so much fun. I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year.
Really?
I love the tree and the presents. I used to wrap presents even if their boxes were empty.
Just to wrap.
Just to see all the pretty, pretty looking at presents.
What did Shantae Moore want for Christmas?
Oh, God. A big giant check. Because I got everything else. I said a big giant check.
I know, that's right.
I got everything else. I got health. My family's happy. Everybody's good. And a number one record. That'd be fun, too.
There we go. So
buy my record. And more is more.
This record Alone. Let's get into that. Tell me about that record.
Well, you know, you guys weren't the ones to play Jesus, I Want You. But Alone is another part of who I am on this album. To me, it shows the wide range of relationships with the Lord and relationship with me and man. And right now, I don't have a man, even though I sang a song about it.
Got a man
Shantae
at home.
Moore, he's 10 years old. he is at home waiting on me. But this song talks about the transition of really being okay with being by myself. Mm-hmm. And it was I was a little angry when I wrote it, so this you might want to check it out.
It's definitely good to see you. I gotta ask you. You like Christmas. Did you see The Best Man Holiday?
I haven't seen it yet. Shawn is it good?
I'm not a crier.
But you was crying.
I cried. I ain't gonna lie.
Stop.
You have got to see it. Like they need a round of applause.
Oh,
for that
wow.
movie. So definitely go see it.
I did have a friend text me from there saying, I'm crying. What's up with that? They did. So
I think it pulls on every emotion that you could possibly have.
Wow.
Yeah.
So okay, I'm gonna go see it.
Time, I know you're booked and all.
I'm very, very booked. Very, very, very booked.
Go see that.
I am for the next week because it's coming Thanksgiving. It's yes. here. So I'll be able to chill out with my family. We'll all go together.
That's right. Shawn Tay Moore, it's definitely always a pleasure seeing you.
Thank you very much.
We can't wait to see you for season 2 of R&B Divas. 93.9 WKYS.